From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Sunday, September 5th, 2021. Happy birthday to you. It's somebody's birthday all over the world, 50 states, 43 countries listening to your daily Tough Love Quebec-a-thon from the city of San Fran Fentanyl. In Commie for an Eye, yay! Welcome new listeners, regular listeners, I love you. How is everybody doing? We've got a holiday coming up tomorrow. Well, this is a long weekend, Labor Day in North America. Your San Fran Fentanyl weather report. Currently it's 70 degrees Fahrenheit, and I'm recording this in the late afternoon for you. We are coming into the fall weather here in San Fran PC, San Fran Fentanyl, San Francisco. But if you didn't know, the best weather in San Francisco, seriously, is in the fall from late August up until October. It's in the 70s Fahrenheit typically. Well, everybody, your micro show today is I'm talking about San Francisco Bay Area Karens. Yeah, I'm talking about Karens. A Karen is a white woman who exploits her privileges to get her way. And if you are not a Karen, I am not talking about you. New listeners, I am a genetic, biological, sexist, womanist, bohemian, middle-aged black woman. I call myself a libertine, not a liberal. Just to let you know, I'm politically independent. I'm not Republican. I'm not Democrat. So I'm talking about race and gender. And I do have to preface that I call out black people all the time. I'm not one of those people who starts criticizing others before they look in the mirror, which is that's the fatal flaw with a lot of people when they start talking about race. They need to criticize their own race first. They need to be objective. I've made shows about black on Asian crime. I presented solutions for black on Asian crime. I talk about the black fatherless epidemic. I talk about black women. I have demystified black Americans pretty well at this platform. We are not above critique, and neither are the Karens, and neither are Asian people, and neither are Hispanics or Arabs or biracial. Everybody can be critiqued. There are no sacred cows here.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
I brought out the Karens because I was thinking about the support I get from the tech world. I am supported by tech men. In general, tech women do not support me. In general, they don't. In general, the tech men do. It's funny how tech is demonized in San Francisco, but the city welcomes tent junkies. It's really, really whack. Now, I'm talking about Karens because I have to say, as myself, being Didi, the people who give me the most grief in San Francisco, I've lived here since the 1980s, number one are white females. Yeah, I'm using the dehumanizing term female specifically and satirically. White females and Asian females. That's number one and number two. Those are the two. And then number three would be black males. See how that works? We all have our lived experience and it's okay. Like I have friends, we sit and talk about race and they say the people who give me the biggest grief are black women. They're not talking about me. I have to accept that's their lived experience. Or they will say, the people who give me the most grief are black men. That's their lived experience. You can't talk somebody out of what they have experienced. And although it might make us uncomfortable to hear, to be a true friend and a true ally, we must listen when people are demystifying their own lived experiences. Well, the Karens have given me hell. In general, I don't care for them because I am not a token. I am not a sidekick. Karens do reach out to me in my direct mailboxes and they somehow find my email addresses. A lot of Karens want to meet me. Dozens, as a matter of fact, since I started the San Francisco Dam platform, dozens, they want to meet me. Listen, people, they're hilarious. They will not, they'll show scant support on social media. Scant. Won't retweet anything. Rarely like, rarely talk. Then they contact me underneath the stairs. Oh, Dee Dee, I really want to meet you. You seem so interesting. Blah, blah, blah. I have not gone to meet any of those Karens because I know they want to like suck some juice out of me, possibly pick my brain. I'm not into a one-sided sisterhood, people. Now, also what Karens do, they troll as feminists. That's why when certain women tell me they're feminist, I just roll my eyes and plug up my ears because I don't want to hear it.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Dee Dee LaFrac.
I don't want to hear the same ones trying to dog men. They suddenly jump into the damsel in distress role. The damsel in distress role. They have to be the damsels in distress. I got to see how the Karens operated when my late husband got cancer and I was his cancer caregiver. Rest in paradise, Richard LaFrac. It was horrible. One day he was coughing. He went to the doctor because he's a man. He didn't want me to go with him. Thought it was just bronchitis. He got diagnosed first with some heart disease. And they says, no, sir, you have a terminal cancer that's going to kill you in 6 months. That didn't happen. Myself and a team of oncologists and social workers, we kept him alive for almost 3 summers. Actually, it was 3 summers. It was hard as heck. And the Karens didn't like it. They didn't like that me being a cancer caregiver, that meant that I was the damsel in distress. I was the one that men were showing support to. I was the one that was being tenderly treated. They couldn't stand it. Karens don't like to see black women being tender. They don't like us being centered. They don't like people showing us love and care because we're supposed to be there as their trusty sidekicks. When they cry, when they get a broken fingernail, we're supposed to be there when they cry about driving through the tenderloin. They're so scared because they drove through the tenderloin. And these same crows know that I live in the tenderloin and don't even bother when they reach out to say, oh, I really want to meet you. Don't even bother to say, hey, how are you doing? How's it going? They lack emotional intelligence. That's what makes them dangerous for me. They lack emotional intelligence and empathy. And people for me who don't show me empathy are dangerous, and they are not and never will be in my inner circle. Now, I can imagine it must be challenging to have been socialized to believe that you are the standard of beauty, that you should be the woman who gets protected the most, that you are the woman that everybody centers everything around. If I was raised like that, I think it probably would have given me a mental illness thinking I'm the ish on top of all women. And that's what a lot of Karens believe. They believe they are the top of the top, the cream of the crop. Everybody should bow down. All women should be in their coterie as sidekicks and tokens. Yeah, Karens have given me hell. They blatantly lied. Oh my goodness. So many stories. I won't even start with the stories that I've been blatantly lied on by Karens blocking my flow. It's been, when people try to dehumanize you, folks, whoever you are, if you're a man and women try to dehumanize you, whoever you are, just stop dealing with those people. Stop dealing with them. You can't reason with a Karen. You can't reason with a person who doesn't show any emotional intelligence or empathy to you for what you're going through. You cannot reason. They are unreasonable. But
this is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone
with Dee Dee LaFrac.
I find them highly satirical because everything is about them. They're so delusional. It's like, so it's so, everything is about them. You could be talking about, wow, I broke my ankle. And they'll say, well, today I was putting on my earrings and I broke my earrings. Everything has to be turned around to center them. That's a fatal flaw of the Karens, besides the fact that they are pathological liars. They have that in common with junkies. A junkie, mentally ill drug addict. San Francisco has a sidewalk junkie problem. If you didn't know, new listeners, Karens are pathological liars. They're raised to lie. Karens, in the older days, got black people killed. The Karens would just lie. They'd say, oh my God, that man whistled at me. That black man whistled at me. Or, oh my God, that black woman, she was my maid and she stole my pearls. And they would get black people killed or beat or jailed just because they could. Now, I'm happy that the Karens are being demystified. There's a movie called Karen. Yeah, there's a movie called Karen. I saw a clip and I read a synopsis. It's about a racist white woman who uses her privilege to lie and try to run a black couple out of the Tony suburban district that they just moved into. Folks, this is reality. Some of you may have a resistance thinking, oh, that doesn't happen anymore. Yes, it does. Why wouldn't it happen? When you have sick people who know how to exploit their privilege amongst the system that has held them up as some sort of standard, why wouldn't the sick ones exploit their privileges? Well, they certainly do in the Bay Area. They certainly do. Well, everybody, that's my kvetch for today about the San Francisco Bay Area Karens. I stay away from them. I'm not their token. I'm not in their coterie. I'm not their sidekick. They don't support me, and I don't support them. That's the way it should be, folks. Beware of the Karens. And listen, Karens that are listening, girl, there are a lot of therapists around that you need to start talking to. You really need to get some help. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoy your Labor Day long weekend here in America. And everybody around the world, I hope you're doing safe and warmed and loved. All right, everybody. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco. Damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.